Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a sport you enjoy playing or watching. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I understand the importance of being well prepared for this crucial part of the IELTS test. In this article, we'll explore how to effectively answer questions about a sport you enjoy playing or watching, a topic that frequently appears in IELTS speaking exams. Will provide sample answers, useful vocabulary, and expert tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. Describing a sport you enjoy is a common theme in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to express personal preferences, describe activities, and use sports-related vocabulary. This topic can appear in any part of the speaking test, so it's essential to be prepared. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In part 1, you may encounter questions like, do you play any sports? What's your favorite sport to watch? How often do you engage in sports activities? Did you play any sports as a child? Let's look at a sample answer for the question, what's your favorite sport to watch? Sample answer, Band 7-8. I'm a huge fan of tennis. I find it incredibly exciting to watch, especially during Grand Slam tournaments like Wimbledon or the US Open. The combination of physical prowess and mental strategy required in tennis is fascinating to me. I particularly enjoy watching nail-biting five-set matches where players demonstrate extraordinary endurance and determination. Key phrases that can help you score higher are in bold. Notice the use of specific terminology, Grand Slam tournaments, and descriptive language, nail-biting, extraordinary. Part 2. Long turn. In Part 2, you might receive a cue card like this. Describe a sport that you enjoy playing or watching. You should say what the sport is, how you became interested in it, where and when you play or watch it, and explain why you enjoy this sport. Here's a sample answer targeting Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about swimming, a sport that I've been passionate about for years. I first developed an interest in swimming during my childhood when my parents enrolled me in lessons at our local pool. Initially, it was just a safety measure, but I quickly fell in love with the feeling of gliding through the water. Now, I try to swim at least 3 times a week, usually early in the morning before work. There's a state-of-the-art aquatic center near my home where I go for my sessions. What I find most enjoyable about swimming is its versatility. It's both a full-body workout and a meditative experience. The rhythmic nature of swimming, laps helps clear my mind and reduce stress. Moreover, swimming is incredibly beneficial for overall health. It's a low-impact exercise that improves cardiovascular fitness, builds endurance, and tones muscles without putting excessive strain on the joints. I also appreciate how it can be both a solitary pursuit and a social activity. Sometimes I swim alone to reflect, other times I join group classes for motivation. Watching competitive swimming is equally thrilling. During major events like the Olympics, I'm glued to the screen, marveling at the incredible speed and technique of world-class swimmers. Their dedication and the millisecond margins that often decide races never fail to amaze me. In essence, swimming has become more than just a sport for me. It's a vital part of my lifestyle, contributing significantly to my physical and mental well-being. Follow-up questions. How has technology impacted swimming as a sport? Do you think swimming should be a mandatory skills taught in schools? Sample answer for question 1, Band 8-9. Technology has revolutionized swimming in numerous ways. Advanced swimwear materials have led to faster times and reduced drag. Underwater cameras and motion tracking software allow coaches and athletes to analyze technique in unprecedented detail. Smart wearables designed for swimming can now track various metrics like stroke count, lap times, and even heart rate underwater. These technological advancements have not only improved performance at elite levels, but have also made training more efficient and accessible for amateur swimmers. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to sports. Examiner, how do you think participating in sports can benefit society as a whole? Sample answer, Band 9. I believe that sports play a crucial role in society, offering benefits that extend far beyond physical health. Firstly, sports can foster a sense of community and social cohesion. When people come together to play or support a team, it creates shared experiences and strengthens social bonds. Moreover, sports can be a powerful tool for education and personal development. They teach valuable life skills such as teamwork, discipline, goal setting, and resilience. These skills are transferable to many aspects of life, including education and professional careers. From a broader perspective, sports can also promote cultural understanding and international cooperation. Major sporting events like the Olympics bring nations together, fostering dialogue and mutual respect across cultural boundaries. Additionally, the sports industry itself contributes significantly to the economy, creating jobs and stimulating economic growth in various sectors, from manufacturing to tourism. However, it's important to acknowledge that there can be negative aspects if not managed properly, such as the pressure on young athletes or issues of doping and corruption. Therefore, while sports offer immense benefits to society, it's crucial to ensure they are governed ethically and inclusively to maximize their positive impact. Key vocabulary and phrases. To enhance your IELTS speaking performance when discussing sports, consider using these terms. Sportsmanship, noun, sportsmanship, fair and generous behavior in sports. Example, good sportsmanship is as important as winning in any game. Perseverance, noun, perseverance, continued effort and determination. Example, her perseverance in training led to significant improvements in her performance. Camaraderie, noun, mutual trust and friendship among teammates. Example, the camaraderie among team members was evident in their seamless coordination on the field. Exhilarating, exhilarating, making one feel very happy, animated, or elated. Example, scoring the winning goal was an exhilarating experience for the young player. Pinnacle, noun, pinnacle, the most successful point, the culmination. Example, winning an Olympic gold medal is often considered the pinnacle of an athlete's career. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing sports, use a variety of descriptive language to make your answers more engaging. Incorporate personal experiences and opinions to demonstrate your ability to communicate ideas clearly. Practice using sports-related vocabulary in context to improve fluency. Be prepared to discuss both the positive and negative aspects of sports to show critical thinking skills. Use linking words and phrases to connect your ideas smoothly. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express your thoughts clearly are crucial factors in achieving a high band score. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our articles on describing a place where you go to relax after work and describing a time when you participated in a sports event.